believe in click it or tick it.
Bringing you another disturbing creation from the mind of one sick man who can't tell the difference. It gets stupefied.
Only the best music for the best podcast. This is Click It or Ticket. I'm Pete Mucino.
I'm Glenn Marshall, and only the best people who listen to podcasts get Stupefied.
The other day, Glenn and I were sitting on the couch, and Glenn said, put on Stupefy by Disturbed. I obliged, and it was the best 3 minutes of my life. I'm Nick Schaefer. What the hell is he saying?
What?
At one point he says, don't give a, and that's clearly supposed to be.
Fuck!
Right, but what the hell's the rest
shit
of it?
Oh, he's in.
Damn. Don't give a damn.
I don't really understand.
I mean, Disturbed. That's my impression.
When people have
good impressions here,
when people say they relate to songs like that, what the hell are they talking about? You know, say,
oh, it means that they're just fucking angry. That's it. It's like, I'm really pissed off because I.
They're disturbed because their Papa Roach touched them.
Their Papa Roach.
He touched them in their. Trying to think of another band.
You know that Papa Roach's dad missed like one Pop Warner football game or something like that, and so he wrote four albums about how his dad was never there for him or something.
Yeah,
I thought it was all his albums
with a Slipknot, which would be very hard.
Last Resort was about killing himself, I think, because of what his dad did.
Last Resort is about because he's depressed because his mom. It all started when he lost his mom.
Oh yeah, no love for himself and no love from another.
Yeah,
but
he's just angsty.
Broken Home had the lyric, "I know my mother loves me, but does my father even care?" So
He probably doesn't because she's dead. He's probably moved on. He's probably balls deep in another mom. That's how dudes roll, right, guys?
Yeah,
that's what I
that really should have been met with like a hearty like, you know,
yeah,
like,
guys,
as if we just asked it to a bar. Full yeah. of men who are mildly down with what we're doing.
Yeah, I want to hang out with Gaston's friends. You guys don't give me hearty like, hey!
Yeah, big group of dudes who can support what you're saying.
How many eggs does Gaston eat exactly? That's why I want to be hanging out with his friends.
Four dozen?
When I was right, four dozen. Yeah, four.
Yeah, four dozen eggs.
That video, Gaston is a retard, I think I showed it to you guys. We should post that in the set along with gay new triple X dicks, whatever.
Oh, I posted that as the Happy New Year post.
Oh.
That's
was it still entitled,
or
like,
maybe
gay,
it was,
gay
or,
dicks?
Or I can't remember if it was Merry Christmas or New Year's here. I'll pull this
Why
up.
Why is it titled Gay Triple X
Dicks? Because
X
whoever made it is a genius. A certified genius.
On our post 2009 will soon be a corpse on post on New Year's Eve. Said link to Critelli Comedy and... a few other things about our stand-up show on the 29th. New Year will contain so on and so forth. And then I put a link that said, Happy New Year.
Yeah, just for the record, there aren't any gay dicks, even though it's in the title, but it's...
If you'd like!
No, there's cartoon lions and rabbits, though.
Yeah, but Gaston, kind of in the same vein, that remix. It's pretty good.
It is amusing. We'll post a link. So all of this conversation is
I don't think there's anything further from gay dicks than
Click
rabbits
now.
And, like,
just kidding.
Shit like that.
Unless the old rabbits are gay. And
yeah, but in this case, they're not, and they're cartoon rabbits, like,
yeah, he's
teaching
like
kids about safety and whatnot.
He's dressed like a dental hygienist, and he has a hot air balloon for some reason.
Well, oh, yeah. You got to put that shit on YouTube, dude.
Dude, you got to put that fucking shit up on YouTube,
I actually looked through that, the guy who posted it. I looked through all of his stuff. Apparently, his thing is he just takes video clips and fucks with them like that. He has tons of them.
Hmm.
He's like dozens upon dozens of them. Except
yeah, I know. And then I met him, and I'm like, fuck you, dude. This shit is fucking hilarious, dude. You got to put that fucking shit up on YouTube, dude.
So I'll show you. We'll post some of these later. You can look for them
on
our website.
Kid. If this video isn't on fucking YouTube when I get back, I'm going to fucking kill myself, dude. What am I going to laugh at, dude?
Dude, it'll get like 1,000 hits on the YouTube.
I feel like you're...
Do you YouTube, dude? Have you guys used that YouTube, dude?
You're like Carl from Aqua Teen's nephew.
Except like from the greater Boston
area.
Yeah,
for some reason we were doing that for like 5 days straight in Boston. For like before we left and then all the way through.
It was like right as we were contemplating leaving.
Yeah, and then...
Someone said something about YouTube.
Someone said something...
Oh, it was... Yeah. You know what?
It was
right before
our
comedy show. We went outside and I was like, I'm actually going to get it taped tonight. Which is a whole other mess, but I won't get into that. But Glenn just said, oh man, if it's good, you should put it on YouTube. And then... Just immediately started saying
I'm like,
that.
Dude, you gotta put that fucking shit up on YouTube, dude. Dude, that shit would be hilarious, kid. Kid.
Dude.
You gotta put that fucking shit up on YouTube.
Kid.
Oh, and Scoops Callahan will have to go up as well.
Yes, yes. All these great
Scoops
things.
Scoops Callahan is a modern reporter who works for the Dallas Times or some sort of Dallas newspaper, and he actually gets legitimate access to press conferences with, you know, major sports stars and coach, you know, Bill Belichick and Mack Brown from the Texas Longhorns and Phil Mickelson and stuff like that. But he insists on talking like a 1920s sensationalist prohibitionist reporter, and he refers to everyone as champ. So he asks the question I remember is he said to Belichick, I think it was, he said, champ, over here, Scoops Callahan, how did you get your defense to be doing the jitterbug when their offense is doing the Charleston? You've been the bee's knees all year.
And you said he was unfazed and actually answered the question.
That
right?
was Mack Brown from Texas. Was just sort of, well, that is a very good question.
Bill Belichick videotaped it and analyzed it later. He knew it was illegal.
I don't know. The guy's like in his late 40s, early 50s maybe. And he just all of a sudden was like, I'm going to do this really weird 20s gimmick, I guess. Scoops Callahan.
Scoops.
That's great.
Because he gets the scoop.
Yeah.
He gets plural. Scoops.
He's a scoop scoopaholic.
He's a scoop hunter.
Scoop hunter.
He's like a
scoop guy.
He's like what mongooses are to snakes. You know what's only scary for
about
the scoop?
What's scary about the MILF hunter is
hold on, there's something scary about the MILF hunter?
As far Kimbo as
Slice.
I can
tell. Yeah, Kimbo Slice, yeah. That's
he hunted all the MILFs, but apparently he contracted
yes.
HIV.
Yeah.
In all of those movies, as far as I know, he was using a condom.
Yeah, but then
so
they don't show him like partying
business.
With like trannies. You
that's
know what
business.
I mean?
Yeah. You don't shit where you eat.
MILF
you don't get AIDS
day,
where you eat.
Tranny
unless you eat
night.
Hobo meat.
Episode 78 reference. I like it.
I know. Coming on strong.
That was a long time ago.
Feels like ages.
Let's post these episodes 3 weeks apart so it will actually be a long time ago. And Kelly will end her own life because she has to draw apparently shotguns and sailboats.
Keep working.
It's all whales and lobsters and shit.
Is that what the hell does she do?
She draws fucking whales and lobsters.
For
she
what?
Works for Vineyard Vines.
To
that's all
end?
They do. They put them on belts.
Oh, is that
she
what
she draws
is?
The lobsters, they put them on belts. Then they make money. Then they sell all the belts. Then she has to make more fucking lobsters.
You gotta put that
lobsters.
Shit on a belt, kid.
Boo, you gotta
kid.
Put those fucking lobsters on a belt, kid.
It's a pretty nice drawing. It's pretty nice drawing. You know what? That would look good. My
kid,
waist?
Kid, that belt is plain, dude. You got to put a bunch of fucking whales on there, kid.
Dude, put it on a polo right next to the nipple, dude.
The left
you.
Nipple, not
I'm
the right.
You.
That's queer.
Dude, make it look like the fucking lobster's pincers are about to give you a titties twister, kid. That would be fucking hilarious.
No, apparently, according Kelly right here.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote on my Facebook page that episode 7 was up and that more will be coming rapidly over the next few weeks. Her response was, you guys always say that. More will be coming very rapidly. Let me tell you, when you sit at a desk drawing shotguns and sailboats, you need something to listen to.
She's drawing the shotgun like that's like a doodle. It's like her like killing herself because she has to draw whales and fucking lobsters all the time.
I wonder how bad is your job that you are that dependent on Click It or Ticket. Although that was our goal when we set out, to be more entertaining than being stuck in traffic and being at work, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah. I mean, when we compete against traffic and the ratings, we do a lot better.
That's true.
People seem to like us better than Traffic.
Traffic the movie.
Yeah. Which also got beat out in the box office by watching grass grow, watching metal rust. All of this great programming.
You know what? Speaking of shitty movies, fucking Crash. What the fuck, man? That one Best Picture?
Well,
fucking
dude, Brendan Fraser was in it.
And Sandra Bullock.
What was the point? Racism and sexism exists?
And ludicrous.
That was it. It didn't have any comment on it.
It
didn't have any opinion.
And so many people will tell you they love that movie without even...
Because they don't want to seem like a racist. Because they
I don't
know.
Think it's... No, it doesn't
as
even
a racist,
say, doesn't even
that
seem,
was a bad movie.
It doesn't even say that. It seemed that agenda-driven. People just right off the bat, oh, that movie is amazing.
I thought it was just a cop-out so that people... Because it's, you know, here's an example of racism, here's an example of sexism, here's an example of police abuse. All these things that people are opposed to. And then, you know, people assume that there was some sort of message to it about how those things are bad, but they can't figure out what it was. They just assume there was something very weighty going on here because these are important things.
I actually saw Crash before I saw Traffic, and they kind of have a similar thing where it's multiple storylines happening, and they are kind of intersect. But yeah, I actually saw Crash before I saw Traffic, and then when I saw Traffic, I was like, oh, that was a good Crash.
Oh, yeah, Traffic was awesome.
Because it is similar. It's like how they exist, how the drug trade exists, but at least cool stuff went down.
Yeah, like General Salazar.
And actually, there was a sense of closure. It wasn't just literally a car crash at the end where the black lady who was being who
felt
who
up Matt, by Matt Dillon.
No. Who Matt Dillon?
he did. He gave her the swipe.
No, it wasn't that so chick. Who, it's not how the movie ended. I'm saying at the end of the movie. At the end of the movie, the Shaniqua or whatever crashes her car. Her name, I think, was Shaniqua. And he was like, "What's your name?" Matt Dillon is on the phone because she's the nurse for his sick dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "Shaniqua." He's like, "Oh, big surprise," and hangs up the phone. But then at the end, you know, she was like, "That's racist." You know, she doesn't like it. But at the end, some Indian guy crashes into her, and she literally crashes into her. And she's like, "What, stupid Indian?" Like something like that. And then it pans
See,
out
she's
to
a
credits,
racist
pretty
too.
Much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At least it, traffic ends with Benicio del Toro. You know, he's watching a baseball game at a local park, and, you know.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Give away the ending.
Oh, well, that's not really important. It's kind of all the stuff that goes down
but
in
it's
between.
But it's kind of the same thing to me as Lost in Translation, where it has the appearance of having some sort of very deep, significant message, but if you have the confidence in your own intellect to actually think about it, you realize it's saying nothing at all.
Yeah.
And it's just like a scam. On people who don't have any sort of confidence in their artistic opinions. What
dude,
was the point of
dude,
Lost in Translation?
Scarlett Johansson.
Tagging along on a business trip with your husband might be boring. Yeah, it might be. He's on a business trip.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes people have midlife crises. Yes, they do. That's it. What?
That was it.
Boring people are boring and get bored? Yeah, absolutely. You can't find anything to do in Tokyo? I have no sympathy for you.
I mean, yeah, if you're having a midlife crisis, American Beauty, perfect.
Yeah,
like displayed that whole thing.
Here's a take on it. Here's identifying your problem and taking a stand against it or embracing it. Here are the two options, and here's their project. You know, here's what we think this does to your psyche. That actually has something to say. It has an opinion. It provides some sort of.
No, Nick, I prefer shitty, indecisive middle ground.
No,
don't
but you?
You
see, all right, Scarlett Johansson is having doubts about her marriage, and she's walking around and she sees people getting married, and she looks at it. It's like she's looking at marriage. Do you get it? She doesn't have any facial expressions, but she's looking at it, kind of.
She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
Like in that movie where they use doubles.
The best part of that movie was the first 30 seconds where it's the opening credits and it's just zoomed in on her ass. And that's the whole opening credits.
So that's
it's so manipulative.
It's a good idea.
It's so shitty.
It's a good idea, though.
What does Sofia Coppola know about the world other than growing up rich and, like...
Making the third Godfather movie.
Oh, yeah, that was great. She was great in that.
Yeah, she was fantastic. Remember the best part when she dies.
Yeah, remember when she got shot and it ruled and Al Pacino was upset and I said, I don't buy this, not because of your acting, but because no one would be sad about this.
Yeah, and then he's like, motherfucking cunt shit! And then he took out, like an M16 with a grenade launcher attachment.
And Andy Garcia kind of wanders around in a tux.
Yeah.
And then he shoots a dude while riding a horse.
And then he got a tiger, which was cool.
Good movie review here on Critter Ticket.
And then he was the only straight cop on the force.
Well,
his name was Serpico, but he got shot, and then he came back, and survived getting shot in the face.
Part of me wants to bring back our Scarface debate, but I don't have the energy to really commit.
Oh,
to
no, let's bring
stand.
It back, Nick. You were talking some serious retarded bullshit about that movie.
It was then. Not retarded. The movie was retarded.
No.
My stance wasn't retarded.
I disagree.
What's a worse movie in your opinion? Scarface
Lost
or
in
Lost
Translation?
In Translation?
Lost in Translation.
Scarface
is
or Crash?
See, Lost in Translation and Crash are two movies that I had to like, that I turned off. I got two-thirds to three-quarters of the way through and I couldn't keep going with it.
Mm.
It was that bad. Scarface, I fell asleep two-thirds of the way through it. So,
really?
Yeah, I
all the coke going on screen wasn't keeping you up awake. Keeping you awake?
Yeah, that's a commentary on me, not the quality of the movie. They can
no,
make
mean,
coke
I,
and guns.
I get, like kind of a contact high when other people are doing coke. You know,
the ending's
that's,
cool.
That sounds like a personal problem.
All right, no, seriously though, like
all right, first of all, Scarface wasn't presented to me as goofy, silly romp. Which, if I had gone in with that mindset, I probably would have had a blast. A blast of coke
Tony
and a blast
a
of a shotgun.
Those, yeah.
It was presented to me as a legitimately high quality piece of cinema. That's what it was to me. And I was
by
watching
who?
It. I was,
Cribs?
No,
like
no.
A poster
not,
that
no,
you saw
just,
on like Young Jizzle's
no,
like
no,
wall
not, not
in Cribs?
No, not even that. By a peer. You know, it was presented to me. We have to watch this movie. It is a good movie.
Someone
was,
who thinks it's a
silly,
genuinely
it
good
no.
movie is hardly a peer mentally.
Well, at the time, it seemed as if.
That's a little revealing.
Regardless, that's what it was. And so I was trying to see the point, and I was trying to see where the depth came through, and then I realized it was just Tony screaming at people,
well,
and not even
depth.
Really doing anything.
He did a lot. He bought a tiger. He sold coke. He
I was hoping
you'd
say he bought a tiger. He sold a tiger.
No, I mean someone sold him a tiger.
I don't know. Look, I bet you if I went back and I was trying to like laugh at it with you guys, I would have a lot of fun, but I watched it.
Well, I don't know who... Well, that's obviously the fault of whoever presented it to you.
It felt like the longest movie ever. It felt like the longest fucking movie of all time.
Well, it is really long, but the whole... It's not artistic. It's just a movie about a Cuban dude who gets into the Colombian drug trade and all the murder and sex and other stuff that ensues and a lot of... foul language.
I love
a lot. Pete and I used to come home from his house after to his house after school, and he had like Morpheus, and he had downloaded like all
Morpheus
like 8 days of Scarface, and we used to just watch like a random 20-minute section of it and be like, "Well, that was awesome," and then we'd walk into town and get Chinese food and like try to pretend to be Tony Montana, like rambling about how angry we were.
Look, I actually bought Hawaiian shirts seriously for a while because I thought it was really
funny. I remember that
culture.
You were that kid I saw freshman year of high school wore Hawaiian shirts with Cartelli, and I didn't understand
because I thought like Scarface was fucking
like
hilarious.
The best movie ever made.
I think
bubblegum fucking cunt shit.
I thought Noah actually built an ark to survive 40 days of Scarface and 40 nights.
It's a good movie.
It's a caricature. It's not supposed to be taken seriously.
I know, but it was presented to me like this is the same thing as, not necessarily this is a work of art, but it was presented to me. I was expecting Die Hard, basically the equivalent of that. You know, where Die Hard doesn't exactly teach me anything about the world, but there are, you know, there's character. People learn things and they develop, and there's a lot of rad shit goes
on. Yeah, Tony learns how to make money selling coke.
All right, when Push It to the Limit is the theme song of the movie, that should be your first hint.
Welcome to the Limit.
When it's made like mid-80s, it was made, what, 1986? It was a mid-coke. Yeah, and then, it's set in Miami.
If you ever hear,
Oliver
she's
Stone
on fire, fire.
Is, right, has anything, that brings it up, has anything set in Miami not been hopelessly stupid? I can't think of one off the top of my head. CSI Miami and Scarface are the first.
What about Will Smith's music video for Miami?
Well, I said I was gonna. I mean, I hear those hurricanes are nothing to mess with. Like, they're serious.
Oh, like, that's a reach. Games, but... That's a reach for an answer, but I like it.
My cousin had a hurricane starter jacket when we were little.
But really, what movie? The other movie set in Miami was also Oliver Stone, and that was Any Given Sunday, and that was stupid as hell, too.
I've never seen that, but it also had Pacino.
Yeah, it did. I wasn't allowed to watch that.
You know what? Come to think of it, Scarface is kind of like the fulcrum where he went from being like really good actor, Pacino, like Godfather Part 1, Part 2, all that stuff. Dog Day Afternoon, you know, kind of like the weird artsy Pacino who could really push it to the limit. And then he did a caricature of a Cuban drug lord, and all of a sudden he just became, whoa!
And then he had
scent
of a woman. Doesn't he do that shit a lot, too?
Well, that's the new Pacino, the Pacino we know. Yeah. Now every Pacino was just like, oh, you know. Ho! Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah! You know, that's all him now.
You're just eating the scenery. He doesn't even chew it.
He is getting
fat. He doesn't even
chew
it. He's like a duck drinking water. He just kind of swallows
the swallows scenery. Swallows it like it's a human meat kebab.
Hey,
delicious.
Hoo-ah.
Ho!
Oh! Goo-goo!
I was being Pacino.
Oh, I was being the Dice Man. They can hang, dude.
And who are you being today, Nick?
I was going to go with Christopher Walken when he was a... Oh, it was on your shirt. Oh, my God. I was going to be the villain from The Patriot / the Harry Potter movies.
All right, let's have a conversation. What the fuck is with these faggots with their gay wands and shit?
If you would actually think for a moment, you might understand why they're faggots.
Pete? I mean, Pete, you fucking queen! Who are you supposed to be again?
Hoo-ah! Ho!
You taught your... infant nephew how to, or cousin how to be Al Pacino, right?
Yeah. I taught him that. Oh!
Or you don't need to answer as Pacino. This is a real question.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, I did. He was actually over at my house tonight.
Oh.
Just me and him. Quiet evening.
Did you suck
bottle
his
of
dick?
Wine.
Did you suck his dick?
Quick, suck his dick.
Quick, suck his dick, suck his dick.
Hold him down, suck his dick, suck his dick.
That would have cost too much.
Yeah.
Gonna pull out.
So, Nick, what are you looking at there? You want to share with the group?
Did you want me to share? I don't want to interrupt.
No, I want you to share with the group, Nick.
Well,
Nick, I'm treading water over here, please.
Okay,
rush to the AO.
I call this one...
Rush to the AO.
I call this one...
Start coming into that music.
Rape with a question mark.
Every time. Rape with a question mark. Let's hear it.
All right, this rape? Takes place in... here, I'll read it to you. You guys can guess the country. I'll give you a... Hey, let's do a little guessing game. We haven't done
a little
one of these
game.
In
a little fun game for all of you listeners.
Let me pull up some options here.
Okay.
So, Pete, while he's doing that, how much do you hate Nick writing?
Nick writing like
no, what he's doing right now,
like Nick writing the sequel to Ghost Rider, with the lead character Nick W R I G H T I N G writing, because I didn't like that.
I don't hate writing in any capacity, really.
What about
for that fucking Harry Potter? All
right, I got your choices ready.
All right.
Whoa, those are very imaginative. Can't you appreciate that woman's fucking creativity?
Andrew Nice Clay. Andrew Nice Clay. All right. I missed you, Andrew Nice Clay.
She was just trying to feed her kids while scribbling some magic hocus pocus shit on a napkin.
You're swearing too much for the nice man.
Oh, no, he swears just as much.
No. I think you should say darn and fudge. Because he's angry.
Gee fucking Willikers.
There you go.
That should be a drop, by the way. Gee fucking Willikers. All right. All right, reverse rape. A man who sexually assaulted a woman has charged her for not disclosing she had HIV. He claims he believed she was a prostitute, and he's uncertain if he's been infected. Did this take place in India, Sweden, Sierra Leone, or France?
I'm not seeing a rape making news in Sierra Leone.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I'm going to go with France.
Yeah. So what were the options besides Sierra Leone?
France, India, and Sweden.
I'm just going to take Sierra Leone just for shit. Because I know there's a lot of AIDS there.
Oh, that
there
makes me so happy because it means I deceived you guys beautifully. It was Sweden.
Sweden.
It was Sweden. He's actually. I love the balls that you must have to do that. To like
those AIDS infected balls.
It's like that bitch. Let me rape her and didn't even tell me she had AIDS.
Now, why do you think she was a prostitute?
Because he wouldn't have just raped some normal woman.
They were sharing a cab, and she got at her place. He followed her up, and he was drunk, and apparently he like raped the hell out of her, and then like went back down to the cab and went off. And after he got off.
What did he give the guy, the cabbie, like a used condom? And he's like, wait here. More women to rape. You know the drill, pal.
I don't think he used a condom because clearly he's concerned that
he
might have
HIV. Yeah, that's what I said. He took off the spent condom from his last rape where he didn't get AIDS. He was out of condoms.
Man, talk about bad luck. You know, use the condom when the person doesn't have HIV.
Him and his cabbie are trolling for people to pick up.
Rape cab?
The cabbie gets off on the idea that
you
he's
driving
people around.
You were in the rape cab.
With your host Ben Bailey.
All the lights turn on.
Ben Bailey's a big dude. I bet he could rape very successfully.
He does.
Red light challenge, don't get raped.
Red light challenge.
In the red light district.
Red district challenge. Rape away.
That's one nothing.
It's like one of those whatever it was, those like skeleton, what were they called? Rampages in GTA. It's like who can rape the most people in the red light district while sharing cabs. 20 minutes. Blow up the most police helicopters. Anyway, rape. We were talking about rape.
I just like the fact that that was his defense. She did. If you were getting raped by someone and you had HIV, wouldn't you be kind of cackling that you had an ace up your sleeve or an AIDS up
or
your
sleeve? Or wouldn't you use that as a deterrent not to get raped? It's like, please, I have HIV, by the way.
Yeah, like I have AIDS.
Like you
I
don't want to do this.
Yeah, but then the guy will quickly do the math that, like, the what odds of you giving it to me are, like, fairly infinitesimal.
What if their response then might be to kill you? Because it might make them really mad.
What, then he went through all this trouble trying to rape you and he doesn't even get to
apparently
do it?
The times that prostitutes get like fucked up the most is when the dude can't get it up or can't finish. So if the dude's horny enough to try to rape somebody, and then you're told you can't because they have AIDS, wouldn't you be really
it's
pissed?
It's not
at
because
person?
They're horny, Nick. It is a crime of power.
Right, right. Where you come at the end. It's just like any other, like when Pete, like when those guys robbed all those banks in Darien and then came at the end. It's like that.
Well, they probably came at some point.
Yeah,
they had all that money, dude. I'd be nutting everywhere.
Especially after...
You just come a lot quicker. You come at the end of every crime.
I guess it depends on where your endpoints are. Is no crime complete until you... If you haven't come... When they arrest you...
Yeah. Come and take me, coppers. Like... You know,
when they arrest you, it's as they're hauling you off, they say, have you ejaculated yet? It's like, no, arrested in the commission of a crime. But if you came, it's like, damn, he's already finished.
Follow the trail of semen.
Look to who benefits. Who came at the end?
Ah, Clue.
Hitler came.
Oh, really?
And then he died.
Yeah.
Hitler liked
he came on humanity.
He liked to be peed on while he beat off. think we've talked about that on the podcast, but I just thought I'd share that again.
Oh, we were also
I
talking
pay
about
to be peed on while I be on.
Before the show, we were talking about Gilbert Arenas. What? We were talking about Gilbert Arenas before the show.
The goofy basketball player extraordinaire, Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, he was a very good player for the Wizards for a long time. Then his knee blew up. He missed a year. The Wizards decided to give him way more money than anybody else was considering giving him, and then he got suspended indefinitely for pulling a gun on a teammate in his locker room.
Yeah, but he was just joking, right? It was
right,
one of those
kidding.
Guns that
he was kidding.
The stick that comes out and then
was
it
really?
And says,
yeah,
bang. All
right. His excuse was, and the story, as people can, as far as they can tell, is he and Javaris Crittenden, Georgia Tech hoop star,
okay,
were on the plane, and they were playing a game of cards, and
they were playing that game you do where you spread your hand out and do the knife in between the fingers really quickly, only they were doing it with guns.
Firing a gun.
Automatic weapon.
He had a gun in the locker room, and
all right, so,
that's all I heard, and
so
now he's done.
Crittenden won $500 off Arenas, and Arenas was refusing to pay and was being a huge dick about it. This is a guy who has a $150 million contract. Crittenden was talking about how, like, you know, if you're gambling and you don't pay up, like, someone shoots you in the leg. And Arenas was like, okay, here's, like, four guns. Take your pick. Pick one to shoot me with. Pick one. And he wouldn't, like, back off of him. He laid out four guns in the fucking locker room and was like, pick which one you want to shoot me with. And Crittenden got really freaked out because he thought he was serious. So Crittenden goes to get his own gun, goes to get his real loaded gun. Arenas' defense was, A, I was joking. B, those guns weren't loaded. Although it's not like you can tell the difference between a loaded gun and an unloaded gun by looking at it, unless it's like an AK-47 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that could still have one in the chamber.
What about regardless, the bullets, Nick?
Regardless, then the next... They were investigating it. There weren't any consequences quite yet. The next game at the opening warm-ups or whatever
I saw that.
He runs out. Arenas runs out and makes little, like, shooting gestures with his hands at, like, the crowd and his teammates and stuff like that. And then he went on a Twitter rampage and posted, like, 4,000 things on Twitter about how guns rule or something like that.
I just read a Klosterman interview.
We're like showed like hanging out outside like the biggest shotgun in America on the side of the highway.
Guns are illegal in D.C., by the way. I'm pretty sure. I mean, this is a place with severe murder and gun issues.
Yeah, they arrest a guy for shooting someone. They're like, ha, 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 and we're going to take this gun off the street.
You know what?
You're arrested for illegal possession of a gun.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It is funny that he owns lots of guns. I love these rich dudes.
No, I don't know. It makes sense to me. Any sort of professional athlete, especially football players and basketball players.
And a few of them.
This is going to sound racist, but they're carrying around a lot of jewelry, which has happened. What was his face?
And the white pro athletes, too, carry around a ton of fucking jewelry. I mean,
yeah, but it's a little different than like the fucking like $200,000 like diamond necklace with a huge cross.
I'm just saying
then there's the other thing where they want to feel comfortable and they want to go and they want to take their fucking card or wherever they want to go. They want to be able to go to a club, but then they don't want to be worried about a bunch of people from the neighborhood being like, fuck you, we're going to follow you home and like shoot you,
There are a few pro athletes who've been mugged in public. And you know, Eddie Curry, who's 7 feet tall and like 280 pounds, got mugged because if someone has a gun, you do what the fuck they say. And he got mugged in broad daylight in his nice neighborhood in New York, I think. I mean,
wow.
So I can understand why you have a gun. Just don't. Why do you need it in your fucking locker?
Or don't flash it around.
Yeah, or threaten
your
teammates with it.
Carry around whatever you want. I'm sure the team has their own things, but be like, look, I'm going to bring a gun with me in every day. I'm going to leave it in my locker, and I'm going to take it with me when I leave. It's not going to be out. It's going to stay in my locker, but I will have a holster when I'm walking out and walking in. Like, I'm going to have a holster gun that I have a permit
unless for. Unless it's DC, in which case you're not allowed to have it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's played on this team. It's not like he's a new free agent. To D.C., he's been with the Wizards for at least 8 years or something like that. I mean, you can still carry in D.C.? Well, whatever it was, this was a significant issue. And now there's all sorts of... Now that someone's been exposed as a bad person, you know, everyone piles on about anything wrong they've ever done.
Yeah, isn't Tiger Woods such a piece of shit and a disgrace to all men?
He's the only athlete who ever cheated on his wife.
I will never buy Nike again.
Yeah, that was my joke right after it happened.
Because the endorsement equals the man. I've heard so many people say this. That it's,
it was one thing when an entire nation in, you know, one of the most populous nations in the world was enslaved by Nike to make shoes for pennies an hour. But if Tiger Woods hooked up with a few chicks, that I can't tolerate.
That is just
right. My joke after it happened was like, wouldn't we be more surprised if he wasn't nailing a bunch of chicks? Like, really? Really? Like, I was so surprised when those headlines first started coming out. And if you take away his name and just replace it with professional athlete, it's like professional athlete, like plowing his way across the country. It would be like, oh, yeah, He produces more testosterone than we do because he's a fucking professional athlete.
Why did he keep visiting the same chicks?
He's a stallion. Like, that's let him bang.
Why did he keep banging the same chicks?
Convenience,
though?
I guess.
He deserves what he got. No, he got caught. And it's not a matter of, like, oh, it's wrong or whatever. I mean, like, you should cheat on your wife, wrong, obviously. But yes, it is, but... You know, like,
why are we outraged?
How do you tell
surprised?
A billionaire that he can't have everything he wants, though? That's kind of
also, why'd he screw the same chicks? Go to, like, a random small town bar in, like, Kansas and be like, what's up, babe? Like, I'm Tiger Woods. Like, I'm going to bang the shit out of
you. And then nobody
you.
Would ever believe those chicks.
Exactly.
Out, like, I fucked Tiger Woods.
No,
like, yeah,
no,
sure
that's not
did.
True. In this age where, like,
Tiger,
camera
remember?
Phones and texting and everything, dude, she could, like, he could, like, nut and she could quickly, like, take a picture of,
no,
like, his
he
dick.
He got busted because he was sending texts to these chicks, like,
dick. It's like, look, I'm going to put Tiger Woods. He shows him a picture of, like, a black dick coming. It's like,
obviously, it would be a full body shot.
Or it's just a grainy photo of some dude who kind of, you know, a camera phone photo, you could totally deny it. Tiger Woods got busted because he was emailing, like, brothel, you know, madams that he, like, loved their cooches. You know, that was, like, what he was like, I love your cooch so much more than my wife's text.
Oh, did you hear that take my number out your phone?
No.
Oh god, it was this remix that someone did on the internet because he apparently one of the chicks released a voicemail that was like, look, my wife has been going through my phone. So if you could do this, it's big. Could you do this thing for me? Please take my number out of your phone. And then they put it to, like, a Barry White-esque, like, take my number out your phone. Like, one of those type of thing. Yeah, Google that shit. So, yeah, check that shit. We should put that up on the website. Ryan, you want to get on that?
All right.
We'll go out to that then. You have it?
Here's right, another take on this whole issue, which is my old neighbor came over for dinner, and he... when confronted with the subject, said he felt a lot of sympathy for the guy because if you remember in Amadeus, for example, as an equivalent, Tiger Woods has been like a party trick for his dad since he was three.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a prodigy slash, you know, money-making bank piece since he was... Like, you think Tiger Woods was socialized properly?
No. There was an interview from 5 years ago where maybe it was 6 years ago. It was before he got married. I know that. And they asked him, like, Tiger, do you think you'll ever get married? And he's like, no, like, I'll never get married. I'm married to golf, like, and it needs to stay that way. And maybe it should have. You know, like, I mean, now what's he going to do? What I would do is I would fucking divorce my wife. It's over now. Whatever.
Now you only have $500 million instead of a billion.
No, yeah, and probably more than that because there was probably a prenuptial agreement. Because fuck her, right?
Could be. I mean,
there has to be. You don't have a billion.
What's her leverage?
Dollars.
You're not going to find another hot Swedish chick who wants to marry a billionaire.
So then, now he's just a career bachelor.
Man, it must be sweet to be a rich
athlete. He can deal with golf, and now he can bang away, which he always should have been doing. If he wants to go bang a bunch of chicks, just go fucking do it.
Yeah,
don't get married.
Why'd he get married?
Why? It doesn't make any sense.
And that's shit. I mean,
just go bang everyone. Don't get fucking locked down.
It is depressing on the level of. You know, it feels bad that you got cheated. You know, you feel bad for the wife that she was cheated on. It's so public and all that stuff. It's so humiliating. But you did marry a billionaire sociopath athlete, and you're going to get...
You married a billionaire. The sociopath goes without saying.
Well, yeah, and you're going to make it. You're going to make bank out of this regardless. Although it is, you know...
But whatever. She gets her $200 million, and she goes back to Sweden. Like, who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. I don't feel bad for her. Like, you kind of get, like, she jumped in that bed, like, pretty pumped. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure she knew that shit was happening. She's Swedish. She probably didn't care. You know what I mean? No, I'm serious.
And she probably noticed he was, like, weird, too, you know? She probably doesn't really like him.
I mean, it was... At first, he kind of appeared asexual to me, you know? Right?
Oh, certainly,
And now,
he was weird.
At first, I thought he was just really arrogant and cocky, but it turns out he's just...
I think he's the man. Stinky wants to talk.
You're going to lose the mic when I give it to you?
Oh, Pete commenting on the fact that Ryan lost all of our fucking gear, which is why we haven't podcasted in a month, Ryan.
I'd just like to say that I'm personally surprised that Tiger's not been picked up by Boost Mobile cell phones.
He's not black enough. Next question.
I like how everyone was falling all over themselves. I thought it was kind of racist that everyone was falling all over themselves to market him as a black athlete when he's a quarter black, quarter white, half Asian. But it was like, are they going by the one drop rule? Those
gone,
fucking bigots. Like,
they should have gone and interviewed. Like,
oops! Now the guy who was kind of black, who you picked to be your black marketing guy, wasn't a good family man. That's great for the imaging you were trying to create.
Yeah, they
should
have gone and interviewed the Chinese chairman, Champu Dang, and been like, "What's the deal with Tiger?" And then he'd be like, look, we're trying to make some special economic zones. Can Tiger come in and like fill up one with his entire billion-dollar economy? I would just move to China. That's maybe what I would do. I would pick up my $1 billion and just take over like 50 square miles in China, put a fucking wall up around it.
The Tiger compound?
Yeah. And have like literally, like, and then have like an inset like wall with just fucking tigers patrolling around. Dude, it'd be all tiger themed.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has to wear tiger robes.
Oh, yeah. No,
and the
all
only football
servants,
players allowed to visit will play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
All your servants have to wear like tiger striped outfits, you know, and they have to like answer in like purrs
spears,
and growls.
Spears
and,
with like tiger teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they want to do the wood theme where you can be like an ent or something. And
no, that's gay.
What?
He apologizes. He knows he is no good.
A tiger fortress isn't gay?
No. No, dude. Haven't you seen Scarface? No, you fell asleep before the tiger part. Which is the best part of the
movie. If I were him, I'd make a big tiger mouth like cave, like the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin. Except what, instead of like saying like, who disturbs my slumber? It would just be like, I cheat on people.
That was like, no, it's like, what, with a really slow mouth opening and then just his dorky voice.
If you're not attractive enough, it's like, get my number out your
phone. Hold on, I'm going to tell this to Pete off the mic because I want him to say it. He's going to say it better.
Who wants to party?
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome.
Because
and then like
you know
a bunch
the tiger...
of like hula dancers pop up and then like get mauled by tigers because that's the show
and
he watches.
And he buys
year.
The real Robin Williams to play the genie inside of his tiger
Renfro to play the genie. But I like how the tiger head you know recognize people would talk to the right people and you know one person's diamond in the rough, one person's not. If Tiger would fuck the chick. It would say, you know, something like, who wants to party? And it would say, get out my phone if you're not attractive. And then the tiger head would vanish into the sands again.
Nice, nice. I like that the idea that he has this gigantic, acre-wide, like, animatronic tiger that pops out of the ground.
And what if he just hired a whole bunch of scientists to make all of Aladdin true? And he's like, all right, you guys are going to develop a flying carpet. Go.
Yeah, and somehow make a chip have the ability to have her hips be... as like small as her pancreas. Like, what was that? How Jasmine, like, she probably had one of those things with the hooks where you hang upside down and do sit-ups, but she probably was on that from birth till when she met Aladdin.
Jasmine made Jessica Biel look like
a fat
like
ass.
A fat
you're like
piece
a load.
Shit. Not Jessica Biel, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, no. She
and Jessica
like
Biel,
a,
both of them.
She looked like a fucking dump truck by comparison.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
My favorite book by Clayton Bigsby.
Fucking dump truck.
Don't, just dump truck.
Dump truck, Clayton Bigsby. Oh my. So long fried rice, hello fried chicken.
No, seriously, a tiger, like, I mean, he made enough money. You're not going to, like, win more in golf. I mean, you are going to win more, but, like, it's not going to...
No, it doesn't even matter.
It's not going to matter. You're the king of golf. So play for, like, 2 more years and then do something fucking silly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just have
like
a...
build your own Dubai in the middle of a special economic zone.
If I were him, I would see how many kids and wives I could get and cheat on them.
See? No, that's what I would do. I would start having as many illegitimate children as possible. I would spread my seed
all
around the world.
Name them all
Tiger.
Because
you have the money to become
them
like
all
an
Tiger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it would be, like, from an aerial perspective, it would look as though I just like had a crop duster of semen and just sprayed it across the United States.
And then you die in like a super badass samurai style way, which you probably like because he's Asian.
Yeah.
But like, what are your estranged children? You know, like hunts you down and kills you while you're like in your giant chair, like rethinking your life.
I think
70.
He should make his own army. Basically.
It'd be like when Vito Corleone in Godfather Part 2 kills the guy who killed his mom, but the guy is like can't even hear anymore. He's like has like the Don Fernando blanket and he's in a wheelchair, and then he stabs him. It'd be like that.
It'd be like, and
the kid would say like I'm Tiger Woods into his ear as he stabbed him.
But then
and then go on to win the PGA. Tour championship.
Yeah, so
and then the previous movie, he would be like Michael Corleone at the end, where his wife is saying, you know, did you really sleep with all those women? And he says, don't ask me about my penis. And then he hits her with a golf club.
I like the idea that instead of a horse head, it would be a tiger head in the bed.
It'd be his driver cover.
it'd be VJ Singh's head or something like that.
Or whoever that guy from, like, what was it, New Zealand who won?
I believe in America.
Patrick Harrington was Irish.
Yeah. Well, that guy sucks. All right, so
let's
do a quick recap. Tiger
Sergio Garcia, good husband.
One last
Tiger
thing
Woods,
I want to get out there before
husband.
We finish. We're at the 40 Rock, actually.
Oh, nice.
We was at Gilbert Arenas. Apparently, dropped a deuce in one of his rookie teammates' shoes to like, haze him or something.
Can I tell a quick story?
But he didn't cheat on his wife.
How long is this story?
Oh, it's
I really need to
10 seconds long.
Okay.
I don't know if I've told this. Have I ever told you about shitting in someone's shoes before?
Like, just go anyway. All right.
Well, this is New Hampshire. It was wintertime, and I was leaving this party because these kids, like, totally suck. They came in en masse, like, 10 dudes, and I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. This blows. So the kid's car was parked, like, directly behind mine. Like, I couldn't get out. So I had to pull onto the fucking, like, snow and their lawn and shit. And as I was pulling by, I see a nice pile of dog shit in the yard. And I back up all the way, and I get out, and I check the kid's Volvo doors. I'm like, oh, this shit's open. And I open it up, and I see a soccer bag in there because he just finished his indoor soccer season because it was winter. And I take the frozen shit up off the ground, and I packed it into his soccer shoes, put them back in the bag. And I never heard anything about it until years later when apparently that kid did not touch his soccer bag until next season. So there was just shit festering inside those shoes, which everything in the bag had to be thrown away, apparently.
Oh,
and the kid is like, it turns out he was a nice guy, and I like met him before, like later after that. I never told him, like, I shit in your shoes. But like, yeah, I did that.
Wow.
Like, no malice.
Let's
he never did anything.
Let's hope he doesn't listen to the cast.
Believe me, if this is as far reaching as that, then like I could have someone paid to kill him, you know? if we had that many listeners, that kid, he would already be dead. You know what I mean?
If we had that many listeners, you would shit in shoes and people would actually be care that you bring a gun to the cast
buy him on
eBay. Yeah, you guys, I'm spinning the gun around on the podcast table right
so
now.
Pick which one you want to shoot me with.
Yeah.
Even though there's only
I
one.
Pick this one.
And right, I pick guys. This cast.
Yeah,
all right, guys, you want to touch dicks before we end? And by dicks, I mean microphones.
All right, dicks, ready? Break.
Good night.
Is your name off your phone? You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number.
Your whole body's moving and your senses are more heightened and everything seems to flow better. Again and again and again. I enjoy that. It's a great feeling. I'm addicted.
Can you take your name off your phone? My wife answered my phone and made me call. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number. Take your name off your phone. My wife answered my phone and made me call. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me. Just have it as a number.